something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Kill. 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 Thank you, Silence the Voice. I got to start this whole deal. Oh, by the way, Buck Angel was the witness. And it has absolutely gone away. So, where's the article here? That's not it. Anyway, basically, they went through and said, interviewed Buck Angel in the initial article, and it said he couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman screaming. All these little subtle things, like, I don't know what a man or a woman is, or this and that. And he's 58 years old. He's talking about how there's plenty of opportunities to get your dog walked in the area. Damn it. There it is. Says Buck Angel, the sole eyewitness to the entire thing, 58 years old, revealed how scary the situation was. He says, my opinion is that it was completely planned out, Angel said. We walk dogs here, and everyone walks their dogs late. It's very safe. And gives where it is. And then later he says, I heard a man screaming. Well, actually, I couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman. Well, same with you. I saw a lot of commotion in front of my house. It was just going on for too long. So I went out to look over my fence. And as I looked to the right of my house, I saw a white car, two doors open, a little bit of someone struggling, and it happened so fast. Within 15 seconds, I looked over the fence, and there was a gunshot that made me run back to my house. The police told me to stay in the house. Just you just stay inside. Stay down. The police were here in like 2 minutes. Then I went back outside, and that's when the police took a report from me because I saw the car. Then nothing. Not another peep about Buck Angel, the only witness. He says they call him an activist and a motivational speaker in the thing.
Well, it couldn't have been his tip.
Oh, right.
Motivational.
That got the people caught.
Huh?
It couldn't have been his tip that, you know, get the war money.
Yeah, because it didn't happen. He said if someone was lying on the ground, people were lying around and pushing on his chest. Mr. Angel noticed that the Grammy winner's dog was bleeding out badly, but the ambulance was so fast. I think they meant dog walker.
Yeah, dog walker.
This article had no idea that Buck Angel is who he is, which is even better.
That's probably why they buried it.
He was the – well – speaking of burying it, you can don't Google search Buck Angel buried. Why have we buried Buck Angel? You don't want those words together. But yeah, so it is a fact that he was the witness.
Maybe we should get an interview with
I got
Buck.
COVID. I
got
to go. Uh-oh. Well, we should try to talk to Buck about what happened. And then we'll talk to him about the whole dog incident, too. What the hell happened to you? What is that?
Now let's get to this.
Let's get to the real stuff. Somebody actually just emailed me and said that he was on Stern years ago and rode that sex horse Sibian. I'm curious about that. And then I got this going on.
All right, I'll DM. I'll slide into Buck Angel's DMs and request an interview.
Careful with that. He makes me nervous. I'm not going to lie to you. Anyway, maybe I'm not that woke.
Should I not DM him?
No, we don't need
to. Okay.
Talk to Buck Angel. That's enough. He's an activist, motivational speaker, and I understand, and a witness now. I'm getting these emails from this guy, and I need to get the – this is what we deal with here. Now, all of a sudden, somebody snaps. I've gotten about 10 of these this morning from this guy, and these are those most – so our email all says now, all of our emails, because our I don't know what, our entire operation here is
new
nervous.
Cybersecurity.
I don't know what it is, but all of our emails start with caution. This email originated from outside Hubbard Broadcasting. Well, that's what email is. It's supposed to originate outside of where you work. Otherwise, I'd just go down to your desk and we'd talk about it. You don't need to email me
that.
Everything has been originated from. So all you guys that email me, the first thing I see is now this originated. So now all the scams, this is going to make it worse for the email guys because I'm going to click on everything now.
Yep.
Whereas before I could at least identify, oh, that's a goof. I'm not going to click on that. Now everything says the same exact thing. So I don't know what's a real email or not and trying to go through all this stuff. So then I click on this one, and it says, Holmberg, you know where my daughters are? The prophet's daughters go for quite a bit these days, don't they? Prepare for the end. Michelle, it's not going to be pretty for the family cult again, and you tell Debbie that the real peach tree needs to be exposed, and the entire state of Arizona is going to have to move to different climate control for entire nation's crops. Holmberg's ass still stinks of veggie bite right now. He just caught AIDS 3 for my daughter's transgressions. Watch him blame me now for it, Holmberg. Action against a prophet and his daughter isn't going to work for you, I promise.
AIDS is a trilogy disease now?
He says, the prophet in Ahwatukee wears a Superman outfit starting today. Still available for comment, Holmberg? Pretty funny guy. Watch Monday how your attitude changes.
Well,
I got a few others in there that are saying that he's coming to get me today, so.
You came in with a different attitude this morning.
Yeah, I did, actually. Once I read his things, I'm like, ah, great. I got to go to Sun City at 11 o'clock. I'm going to get shot halfway there. And
this guy.
Yeah.
The prophet's getting to you.
He's the prophet. Real news, dude. The prophet's right here. Another one comes up later.
In Ahwatukee. Great.
This one. Yeah, exactly.
I want to look for Superman in Ahwatukee. I might go there.
Holmberg, Miller, Michelle, we're in the Skyrocket cult in Snowbird. What were you going to do? Jump over the moon? Let's talk about it Monday, huh, pal? And how? Let's talk about how a man is gifted that can actually help save the planet. How's Chicken Sue doing? Not much beef left on your bone, is there, John? Oh, no. Looney Tune is let loose. I got a lot on my plate this week. I don't have time for this.
His shoulder can't take
this. No, I got a surgery on Friday. I'm already nervous about anesthesia. Everybody's telling me their story. It's bad enough that everything I click on is like, my uncle didn't come out of his anesthesia very well at all. I can't remember his name. Okay.
I'll tell my dad to knock it off.
Yeah, your dad has been under so many times that he's like, he's probably confused by when he's not under. What's this? This consciousness is crazy. So I got this guy. His name's Justin. And he's just all over my emails. He spent the whole weekend just up my ass.
Who's Debbie and Michelle in there?
Got me.
Oh, okay, all right.
A couple people that are going to – part of his Manson family, probably.
Oh, wonderful.
And that's the fun of this job. You know, I really enjoy the whole, fart jokes, having fun with you guys and my pals. We get to dick around for a living, and it's a whole lot of fun. And then you forget sometimes that it's available to everybody.
Right.
And that, and then that everybody is sometimes this douchebag that's going to, you're out of
well, you haven't met him.
I don't think I'm ever going to. I think, is this a red dot on my chest?
It was pink. That's all you.
Yeah.
You're front and center. We're pushing you out there.
Pal, things can't be that bad. Chief. How are you, Prophet? Come on, Chief. I understand your daughters are missing.
Bologna sandwiches.
Not a big fan of that, I think.
Are you having a conversation with him?
He's not that bad. You guys are paranoid.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Those are those moments where you're just like, maybe I should just quit. I don't go get a job at Home Depot and stock shelves and just be a normal person because this is... The one dude that can ruin it for you, and all of a sudden I'm looking over my shoulder at some dude who thinks I stole his daughters. I don't know what the hell that is. Anyway, officers, I'm going to need your help today tracking some emails, this guy. And I've had to do that once before. I had somebody emailing me, and then they threw a threat out, and I gave it to my cop friends, and they tracked it back and said it was somebody in, like, Oregon. I was like, nothing to worry about here. This guy's just a loon.
Oh, I'm
like, all right. It's fun when people threaten you that way. And it's clearly loony speak. And then there's that one coherent sentence saying, you'll find out later today, pal.
Yep.
Like, oh, no. Yeah, is today the day? Or
the one time he puts it together.
Yeah, exactly. You're waiting for that day he has some clarity, and then his AR-15 makes sense to him.
You better stop at MMP Guns on the way to your doctor's appointment today.
I have one. I just wander around with a 12-gauge loaded pointing out my window. I'm going to Mad Max my way out to Sun City today. To get that together. And it's crazy. I'm going to make some people mad now, though, for sure. First off, Jeep Cherokee can't get – this was cancel weekend. I don't know if you saw this. Like the foundation for canceling everything happened this weekend. And I'm going to make people mad because politicians on both sides and tribal people in their politics are both have somebody. Andrew Cuomo's on like the hot seat, and let me tell you this, everybody who hates him, all the Republicans that hate Andrew Cuomo, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do a single thing wrong. The headline that I liked the
Which
most.
Which one? With the
now,
old folks?
Hold on. With the old folks, you got something.
Okay.
But what they're trying to get him on is sexual harassment, and all he was talking. The best headline I've seen so far, Fox News, Governor Cuomo once pressured female reporter to eat an entire sausage sandwich in front of him. That's awesome. That's a guy I want to be friends
with. Pressured?
Look, if I'm in a group of people And Caribe Devine's in the room. And Cuomo's like, I can get her to eat that whole sandwich.
You can't do that, Andrew.
Get her to eat that. She's a professional. I bet she'll chug that entire sausage sandwich. Andrew, if you do that, I'm giving you $100. Watch this.
Caribe,
come here for a second. Hi, doll. How are you? It's Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York. I'm thinking maybe you should eat this whole sausage sandwich in front of my friends and I, because they're willing to give me $100. I'll split it with you.
That's not right. Why do you guys want to see that?
Because every one of us wants to watch you chug down 12 inches of sausage. Because that's what we do. I'm the governor. You should do this. Another time he asked some lady in his office if they could play strip poker. Another time he made an advance towards somebody kind of in a playful say. He even said, look, I was flirtatious. I was playful. If it's wrong, I definitely should stop it. But he did nothing wrong. And everybody on the other side, all the Republicans that want to hate him because he's a Democrat, keep in mind the trap you're setting for yourself.
Mm. Yep.
Every time you start getting guys that talk dirty at their office, becoming a thing that's now taboo and you lose your job for it, you're setting a trap for everybody. That's what political correctness is. It isn't one side or the other. As evidenced by the other thing, the kid that's in North Carolina. He's the representative from North Carolina. He's 25.
Oh, Cawthorn?
Yeah. Pretty impressive. Now, Democrats hate him because they're going after him now because in college he used to go on things called fun rides. So these girls, this one girl said, I couldn't believe what was happening. And now he's a representative, so it matters.
He asked me about my purity ring with very pressing questions for 20 minutes.
He didn't do anything wrong. He was just trying to see if he can get in your pants. And you had that purity ring on, so it was almost like a force field he was trying to get through. And then
fun challenge.
Typical college.
Right. He tried to kiss a girl who didn't want to kiss him, and she pulled away. And then he grabbed her head and tried to kiss her some more, and she pulled away and then ran off. And then sitting on her
lap. I want to be a jerk, but isn't that any woman's defense against this guy? Just running, walking away?
Get away. Yeah, if he comes and tackles you afterwards.
He's in a wheelchair.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
He is?
Yes.
Because she said he was sitting on his lap. So she'd go for fun rides on his chair. I thought it was in a car.
No.
He didn't do anything wrong.
That's even better.
He can't get you. He can't get you. His mortal enemy is a staircase. Go upstairs.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Either way, I didn't even see that part. Because look, even if he had legs, he didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, he's got legs, but
well, useful. He doesn't have any legs. He's got show
Caleb
legs.
Has
he's got
legs
show,
too,
yeah, but Caleb's got legs. They're show legs.
Fun rides.
Yeah. Fun rides. So I didn't even see that part, but yeah. I saw everybody was mad at him, and he didn't do anything wrong either. Now, he tried to kiss a couple girls, and he pulled them toward because she was sitting on his lap. Now, if you felt sorry for the cripple and sat on his lap and thought, I really don't want to do this, but he got in trouble because some guy came out against him from college that once he said – to a bunch of dudes in a room, and tell me what guy hasn't asked this. He started the conversation of what race gives the best blowjobs. And they went around the room. This was his big topic. And now he's a representative, and they're like, you're half a man if you turn another guy in for that conversation. Because, again, you're setting the table to get your ass busted.
What is the answer to that question?
I always think Asians, because they have to try so hard, and they're so used to little ones that they're pleased to see a normal. But that's just me. Also, well-known fact that big girls give the by far the best ones.
They have to.
They have to. It's like their personality. If it's no good, they're 0 for 2. They have to work harder on being fun, and they have to be great at the other thing.
That's why you're a big girl consultant.
I'm no big girl. Visual stimulation is more important to me than
anyway. There he is.
I didn't know he was in a chair.
Me neither. That changes the whole thing now.
And now it's even less. And I was defending him if he's a stander. Let me say, I stand
well,
up for
Cawthorn.
Well,
they were in a Dodge Challenger. He would take it.
They were in a Dodge Challenger. So they did take it in a car. That's when I read it. And I started laughing. But I mean, we can't have this. We can't have this entire nightmare of everybody screaming, we got him, we got him, we got him. He didn't do anything wrong. Representative Cawthorn did nothing wrong. And Cuomo did nothing wrong. Now, politically, Governor Cuomo's in trouble for the whole numbers and old people and, you know, the retirement
home. Make him look good.
Debacle that could be a cover-up of some sort for the COVID numbers, and he's not a hero there. But he did not. Sexual harassment is not just playfully saying, want to play some strip poker? Now, it's going to be if we don't all, normal people don't stand up and say, guy didn't do anything wrong. If you can get it out of your political head, if you can step away from the – who's
that's,
this?
That's one of the girls on the fun ride.
She went on a fun ride with the crippled guy?
Apparently.
And she's mad now?
Forcibly kissed her in 2014
that's
when
the one.
He was 19 and she was 17.
Yeah, he tried to – and they're making a big deal out of that too. She's 17, he's 19. And he grabbed her by the back of the head because that's the only thing he's got is a couple of good arms to try to corral you in.
Did he have legs then?
I don't know. Then he kissed her and she pulled away and he pulled her back in. I've done that. I did that to a girl at Tony Roma's one.
Guilty.
It was considered making a pass.
For
a kiss.
I felt aggressive, but we were flirting. She grabbed my butt a couple times. We're playing along, and then we're just sitting there. And I looked at her, and I went to kiss her, and she pulled away. I'm like, "Come on!" And I put my hand on the back of her head, and I pulled it back. She goes, "No, I don't think I should do this," because she was friends with the girl that I was dating, and then wasn't dating anymore. Or I started to. It was kind of a weird little transitional time. I don't think I should do this, just in case you two are back together. All right. And then I felt like a real wiener. I don't know. They dressed him up like a crippled Nazi in that one. That's not a very good image there. What's with the military jacket?
That's him on the morning of January 6th.
Oh, geez. All right. Well, you don't want to be seen in that one. Now you can get him for that.
Right.
You can say right.
they are trying to get him for that.
But you can't keep going down these roads. You can't keep doing it because it's just setting us all up for this. Now, I'm back to acknowledge female. I don't know if you were here for that, Brett. Mm-mm. A couple of years ago when it started to look like you couldn't talk to ladies at work anymore, I wouldn't talk to any of the women downstairs.
Really?
I would just go, acknowledge female, because that's as far as I wanted to take it in case I slipped up and said something that triggered them without even realizing it, you know? God forbid you mention Buck Angel in front of the wrong lady. I have conversations with people that you don't want to have. You don't want to tell somebody their hair looks nice. You don't want to say, hey, I like that shirt. Because 5 years from now, they're going to go, well, and he used to make passes at me. It's not necessarily a pass. And I went down the very day that it all started happening. I'm going to have to reset myself tonight. Go down into the sales department and say, ladies, it's my 5-year refresher. I just want all of you to know that I wouldn't dream of sexually harassing anyone in this room. Not a one of you qualifies for sexual harassment. And they all got mad at me when I said, I don't think I could even think about sexually harassing any of you. Not one of you interests me in that way.
You're a jerk.
Why? I just told you there is a zero-sum chance of a sexual harassment thing happening in this office because I don't see you that way.
You're not. Well, we don't want to harass you either.
Great. We have an agreement. And they were mad at me. Like a couple of them were fighting back. I'm like, all right, if you want me to sexually harass
you. You know what I mean. You don't have to say it like that.
I'm like, this is why you have to be careful with the ladies. I'm trying to tell you. None of you interest me in that regard at all, not even in the slightest. I look around this room and I see nothing but sexless women. That's it.
You're a jerk.
I thought that's the office place we were shooting for. Wouldn't it be great if you go down there today, Brett, and just try it?
I don't think it'll do nothing for me.
Oh, yeah. They'll just look around and go, why is he doing this? I just want to let you know there is no chance in hell I'll ever sexually harass you, ever. They should say thank you to that. It makes them mad.
This was pre-Mac Weldon days, though, right?
Well, the Mac Weldon
right
thing
around
turned.
Around the same time, wasn't it?
No, this was a few years ago.
I guess it Mac was.
Weldon it took time. About 6 months.
Well, no,
they
I wasn't.
They got over it.
Then they started spinning on
right.
me. I still won't sexually harass any of the women in this building. Ugh, never. It sickens me to think of it. It's the workplace.
I love the loophole you found. How dare anyone say to HR, he said he wouldn't harass me.
Try it in your office today, and I bet you she'll go and
he's talking about not sexually harassing me, and that pisses me off.
Boy, this is a real pickle.
Jeez, Jane, you've really found a
John,
a
come in here. Will you tell her you would sexually harass her if circumstances were different?
Oh, God, no.
Never. I look at that woman, and I see no sexual harassment in her future, at least for me, because look at her.
Even if you took your top off, I'm not going to sexual harass you.
I'm not doing it. You're not worth it.
Tell me I am. You are an asshole.
I'm telling you right now, lady.
Buck, will you come in here? John says he won't sexually harass you.
Wouldn't ever cross my mind to sexually harass you. I don't even want to think about it. It sickens me to think about in the workplace. They get furious about it. And that I forget if it was Debbie or Claudia, I don't remember who it was. Well, fine. We won't sexually harass you either. I'm like, then this is a safe place.
We have an accord.
And then way off in the distance, I don't know if it was Kristen or somebody who doesn't work here anymore.
You're an asshole.
Okay. I thought that's what we were shooting for. I thought for sure the headlines had led me down the path of telling you zero chance I'd sexually harass any of you. I don't want to watch you eat a sausage sandwich, not even if you paid me to watch. Are there women out there I want to watch eat sausage sandwiches? Oh, yeah. Loads of them. But none of them in my work.
Asshole!
What? Trying to make a safe zone for you ladies.
So this Friday, we're having a no sexual harassment potluck.
Well, they know I'm not going to that. But then I wear a pair of Mack Weldons around with my sweet tight ass. And I'm the talk of the town, evidently.
Those are some form-fitting pants. Oh, if I said that to you, we'd be in an office.
You know, talking about my ass, and I just can't, I'll keep my eyes up. Yeah, that's what Kristen said. That. I'll just keep my eyes up here. Like, all right. I know that area. And she basically said, from here up, not sexy. I can look at your face.
You were so mad when she said, I didn't realize you had blue eyes.
Yeah,
this whole time.
Keep your eye. My eyes are up here, Kristen. I'll look at your face. That keeps me off of sex. That's essentially what she said. That keeps me off of the dirty thoughts.
It grounds me.
Yeah, that gets me back to zero fast. Yeesh. But sometimes I drift and I take a look at that sweet tight onion because you're blessed with it. And then I start thinking of another man's face. But I'll tell you right now, in this office, nary a woman will be sexually harassed by me. And hopefully everybody else on this show agrees. There isn't one woman here that will be sexually harassed by this show. Guaranteed.
Yeah, it might change. Yeah. Might change, John, if this hip thing doesn't work out. There could be some fun rides ahead.
No, well, if I'm in the wheelchair, people are going to ask for rides. But I'll tell you right now.
David Copperfield.
Yeah, I will not sexually harass any of the women here. Maybe I will sexually harass people in my wheelchair years from now somewhere else, but not at work. There's a woman down there I would ever do that to. Out of respect, Brett, for my dad and how he raised me. You sexually harassed her? That's what my dad would say.
Yeah. What the hell's wrong with you?
You're in trouble for this? What were you thinking?
I didn't raise you right.
Now you're in trouble. Well, she's a nice lady, Dad. I just thought she looked nice on her. She's got to be 70 years old. I know. I'm sorry. Well, you've made a mockery of everything. But yes, if I'm ever in a situation and there's a large sausage sandwich and I got an Italian guy with me now and he throws the bomb out, I can get her to eat that in front of us. I guarantee it. Like, really, whole thing. Maybe even take big chunks. I don't think you can do it. I'm not going to go, that's sexual harassment. You shouldn't do it. I'm going to say, all right, Brett, get that sausage sandwich in Karibe's mouth now. I would watch several of the news girls eat that. So reporters that wander in, the picture, look at the reporters on this round table about Cuomo's sausage party.
Yep.
Holy Moses. I'd want to watch, even the two dudes are good looking enough, I'd like to watch them eat sausage sandwiches. This is a handsome group of reporters. Andrew Cuomo did nothing wrong in disregard. This Whitfield kid or whatever his name,
Cawthorn. Madison Cawthorn.
He did nothing wrong. When he was in college, he's supposed to swing and miss with the ladies a lot. So long as he isn't pinning them to the ground, which, that's your fault. You can't fight him off. He's probably got some upper body strength. And kicking him in the nuts is out because he probably doesn't feel it. But still, he did nothing wrong. You can try to – and again, if the goal here in the future – you've got a young boy, Toledo. Ugh. No kissing. Don't ever try to kiss one. Girls, it's up to you now to make – and women will be the ones, why doesn't a guy make a move on me anymore? I don't understand. Is it me? Am I ugly? Blah, blah, blah.
Well, he's really
– No, it's lost or removed altogether.
Yeah.
So they won't even – for both will say there's no – I mean, the move is gone.
It has to be.
Yeah.
It's not worth it because 7 years from now, you could get lucky and end up being the CEO of something. And then some ladies are going, when he was 18, he tried to kiss me against my will. It's like, wait a minute. That's what 18-year-olds do. I've been to bars where a guy actually gets slapped for it and ended up making out with a girl anyway. Kevin Mannion. Kevin got hit in front of me. Well, he's no longer with us. But Kevin got slapped.
He got his.
He got well, yeah, but he was never going to be a CEO either. I don't know who was driving that car that got him, but it, he got whacked right in front of me, and everybody started laughing because this girl was way out of his league. Kevin was tiny. He looked like Ricky Schroeder if he never got past 12. And he,
that's
he,
true, actually.
He, oh, he looks just
with
like
Rick Flair's hair.
And he, well, Schroeder's hair, too. But he later in life, he kept the blonde going, and it was a little bit like Ricky Schroeder. Like, you know, it was stand-in or something for Silver Spoons the Reunion. But, yeah, he looked like Schroeder. So he got a smack in the face at a bar, and I was standing next to his friend, and we're dying. Like, oh, I mean, she reared back and slugged. I'm not 10 minutes later, he's in a booth, and he is, they're going. And I think he closed with her that night. He had a hog, too, though. Manning had a hog. The second chick saw that. It was like, I'm going to bang Ricky Schroeder's twin. But he, you know, so I've seen persistence pay off from a basic physical assault to later going, I caved. And she started making out with him. And she went home with him. It wasn't against her will, but if he became, you know, representative of something, people be like, and then he made me do it. I'm like, no. You sit in a crippled guy's lap. He's going to get extra excited.
John, in the last couple of years, I've been asked by two different women who I've known for a while, how come men don't try anymore?
Well, can you blame
them? I really tried to explain to her, it's because it's illegal now.
Yeah, you've basically made it a social law to be real careful about liking a girl.
Yep.
And I've always agreed with the idea that you don't crap where you eat. And working and doing stuff with people you work with is a terrible idea. But it still happens. We spend a lot of time in the building together, and you start developing relationships and a couple people that find attraction that way. It can happen. But man, oh, man.
And the scary part is if you know, like the Cuomo part of it, that he's saying, okay, that's flirtation. Maybe that is frowned upon now, my actions.
Yeah.
I'll have to stop.
Yeah.
But you don't get that chance.
No,
now.
You don't. Now he's.
They'll look back. Well, you did it. You're held accountable.
Brady, that's the fault of the Republicans screaming and yelling because he's a Democrat. Because if he was one of theirs, they'd defend him.
Yeah.
Same way the Democrats are defending him, and they're going after this Caulfield guy. What's his name? Hayden Caulfield.
Hawthorne.
Wheels. We're gonna Wheelie. Hot Wheels.
Wheelie.
I call him Hot Wheels because he's a good-looking man, and he's in a wheelchair, so his name is Hot Wheels. So, yeah, so get the tribal politics out of it and be a man for a second and think, these guys didn't do anything wrong, and if I start barking down this tree, that means I'm guilty too, because we're all guilty of it, every one of us.
Yeah, and I think you could take the parties out of it. I mean, even
you
though
can't.
That's one. Well, if one of theirs did the same.
Well,
action.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you have to take the parties out of it.
Yeah,
but we can't. That's my whole point, is because they're Republican, you're going to be the Democrats who hate them, and the Democrats are going to be the ones who – you go after it because it's tribal. But what we need to do is get back – and common sense people like me have to start saying out loud, guys didn't do anything wrong. And if you email me, go, Cuomo's an asshole, this, you're talking politics. You're not talking about what he did here. I get it. You can hate him as a politician, but in this case, we need to stand up for each other.
It was a compliment.
Now, if it turns out he's playing grab ass and more comes out later and he's – pinning women against things. And look, just because somebody with power makes you uncomfortable doesn't mean they want to sexually harass you. One of the ladies in the Cuomo thing said it was obvious the governor wanted to have sex with me for several months.
Wow.
Okay.
Stuck yes, up so, much?
Yeah, that's how Toledo's saying it. So, yeah. I mean, how is that not perpetuating what you know, you can change the way the whole tone. I know Kristen would love a piece of this ass downstairs, but I don't put that in my head because she always reminds me if I see your face, that all goes away. So you have to add that next
That's
thing.
That's why we don't want these brain scanners things to be advanced.
Right, can you imagine?
You know what we think.
Oh, my God. You're right. If they say, all right, everybody, welcome to work. We have a brain scanner that we're going to have you wear, and it will put out a hologram image of what you're thinking. It's like, oh, no.
The light will go off of your office that you're at.
John, did you imagine that Lane downstairs was being stuffed inside of Emily? Yes, and I don't know why that was. It had nothing to do with sex. I just think Lane will fit inside of people because she's thin. She's so little. I think we could stuff her into that, and we could put her into Jill. So I do think about see if I could slide her under a door.
Come on, Trip. If there were a set of Russian nesting dolls downstairs.
I'm trying to put them all together, right? I'm trying to see if I can what I can imagine Lane sliding through because she's a thin lady. Can we get her to go under a door frame? Can I fax her? These are things I think about.
It was that McConaughey commercial, wasn't it?
I like that.
This brain scanning thing's not working. These aren't my thoughts.
Yeah. It would be worse that you're sitting in there, all right, well, we have to talk about the show this morning, so put your brain scanner on. I liked what you said about Cuomo and Hot Wheels. Trip, I have to interrupt you for a second. Your brain hologram is just showing me with an enormous erection.
I know.
I'm thinking of you with a massive erection because I don't know your girth. I think you're a Coke can, but you could be a straw. Okay. This might qualify.
Trip, why is there a thumb hologram above your...
guess is as good as mine. Should
no
we
reason.
Explore this over dinner? Look, I want to watch a woman eat a sausage sandwich like anybody else. I'm a man. Remember when I was taking pictures of girls eating bananas and we'd have people like
yes.
Angela and I'm like,
we wanted a whole section of the website.
A whole already, section of the website.
Actually, now. We had a section of the website for about a week.
Right.
Who pulled it?
It was mostly remember. Angel. That's why.
Because
I kept watching Angel.
A lot of times.
Because she was so tiny. I'm like, she eats these bananas, and they're massive. And so I would take photos of her, like, right before she'd take a bite of the banana. And I'm like, we need a whole segment of girls eating bananas as a website. Because at the time, in 2007 or 8, I thought, what a great internet page this would be. Because upskirt shots were like a $100 million a year business. So
Didn't
girls eating bananas.
Already-
but then people were sending them in, and it just didn't take off. Then I realized it's only hot girls eating bananas that we wanted. We don't. Yeah, I thought that would be the case too. That it was a hot girl food. Because you don't see a lot of, you know, Toyota Tundra sized ladies eating bananas. Usually there's a big pile of ice cream underneath.
That's dipped in chocolate.
Yeah, right. And I'd like to watch that too. That's called yep. blackedbanana.com. I love that. I love that idea. But not today. I don't. I hate it. But, yeah, you got to get off the politics of it. Cuomo didn't do a thing wrong in this case. He may have said some inappropriate stuff. Chalk it up to sticks and stones and move on. And tell him, I don't like this. I don't want you feeding me sausage sandwiches anymore.
You know you want it.
Maybe I do want it, but I'm going to eat a sausage sandwich in private, not in front of you.
There is no sticks and stones anymore.
I know.
Not in this day and age.
Yeah, no. Well, that's what we need to start fighting back with. Yeah. We start saying it again, sticks and stones. The other thing that has to happen is that people need to stand up and say, for two reasons. I'm going to give you one reason. The Cherokee people asking Jeep to change the name of Cherokee and Grand Cherokee. And the Trail Hawk and all that other. I don't even know that Trail Hawk isn't an Indian thing. A hawk is a bird. A trail is everybody's. So Trail Hawk, even though it sounds Native American, that's ours.
They're changing that too?
No, but I mean, they got all the names that sound similar to it. So I don't know how much it's going to have to change. Yeah. So here's the reason why. Because if we go down the road of that, you got to change everything the military's ever owned.
Oh, my God.
Because the Apache and the
Mesa would
Tomahawk
be redone. Yeah.
And everything we've got is named after Indians. So that has to go. And plus, I drive by about 7 or 8 Indian-named streets. If this starts happening where we can't have Comanche and Cherokee.
The Thunderbirds.
Was that an Indian thing?
I think so.
I don't know. I don't know what that is. Maybe. I don't think it's a tribe, though. Is it?
Not a tribe.
You need to do some more research on that.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Zip.
Yeah.
Nope. Don't step into that. No, don't wade into those waters.
If you start, that's very white of you right now.
I'm pretty sure that's an engine term.
I'll have to check this one out.
But like Tonto Street and stuff like that.
What about Ho-Ho-Com?
It's an Indian thing. I can't do it.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they named it.
Well, they got the park there.
Didn't they?
I don't know. Mesa Street, like we name streets and stuff like that. So,
well, I mean, you got the park. There's Ho-Ho-Com Villas. There's apartments over there named
Pima
after
Road.
It. I mean, it's
yeah. How many? What?
Pima.
Well, half of that's on the rest.
That could be theirs. I don't know who named what.
Indian school.
You start to see. This is a debate I don't want to have. This is it. So,
the Ho-Ho-Coms are a tribe.
Is it really offensive that Jeep named? Maybe if Jeep cuts you a check for a few million dollars, will you
there
be quiet? Because it's not, it's a tribute. I thought it was, like if they had the Jeep Holmberg, I wouldn't be like, that's an affront to all my family. I think it's really pretty nice.
I was not consulted.
The Jeep Swedes, totally cool with it. Totally cool with
it. How passive would that car be?
So does everybody who has a Cherokee, if they change this, get to go back to Jeep and they change their...
Lisa's got one.
Okay, so she have to go get the new logo, Jeep Washington football team on the side of her car?
I think so. And they should supply it for free.
Yeah, the Jeep...
So now it's going to be the Jeep C-word or what?
I like that. I would drive a C-word all over the place.
Yeah, she's just going to have to knock off the Cherokee.
Yeah, Cherokee.
The Jeep C-word. The all-new C-word. Take that, idiots.
I'll put a bunch of asterisks in there.
You thought it was bad before. Well, you idiots. The all-new Jeep C-word.
And it still keeps the chief logo. We had my old one of the first cool cars we owned is when I was a kid. Well, my dad had that Blazer K5, which I still wish he had. That was like a 76 K5 Blazer that was just a beast. But the bottom of it rotted out because of the snow, and we had it in Indiana. And he had an awesome El Camino for El Caminos because it had all the SS, it had a big engine. That's the first time I ever, I don't know anything about him, but I knew that thing moved, and yeah. It excited me to drive in it. But we had a, my dad got a 1979, I think, Jeep Cherokee Chief. And it had the Cherokee Chief logo on the side was like Indian art, like the border of it.
Gotcha.
And then this giant, giant Indian head on the logo. It was like a metal and it had this big Indian on it. I'm like, this is the coolest car I have ever seen. Never once did I think it was disparaging towards any culture.
Yeah.
And I was a kid, but I thought that, and as a kid, talk about indoctrination, that made me think Indians are the coolest things in the world. Because I looked at that like this is
more of a compliment.
Oh, I thought it was neat. I'm like, God, this is what represents them.
The reason why we're calling because these people were amazing.
Yeah.
Or that
you know which one I hated? It was the exact same car, the Wagoneer. The AMC Wagoneer was the Jeep Cherokee Chief, but it was the dumb one because the Cherokee Chief was like, oh, this thing is, quote, savage. This was a great car. And so as a kid, so now I realize that that's wrong. I've had two Cherokees in my life. One human, one car. Nothing wrong with that. So where do we draw that line? Because now you've got all sorts of that. The Aztec used to be a car. Now that's one they should have been mad about.
Oh, I'd have been pissed.
Well, I'd have been furious.
They should just be mad that Don DeBaca drove one.
Well, it had a tent on the back of it. There aren't any. Are there Aztecs anymore?
Not new ones.
No. No, they're all done, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we've closed them out.
Yeah.
Right, so we can name stuff after them. So careful, Cherokees, because car names.
The Jeep Mayan is the next one out.
Well, you can't have that. Well, I guess you could. People have the Jeep Dodo Bird. I guess that's it. We just have to keep naming things
right.
That have
gone
extinct
exist.
And can't get mad anymore.
The new passenger pigeon.
I like Brett's idea.
The Jeep Spartan.
Jeep C-Word.
Mm-hmm. I will do that. I'll put the asterisks on the Lisa's car.
And
that'd
just
be
have
awesome.
Like the end of the like Iron Eyes Cody as the C word drives by and he's in his big chief hat and tear rolls down his cheek.
You see what we did there, Indians?
Now would that be offensive to the Cherokee if Lisa drives by in her Jeep C word?
Hell yes, because we changed it.
Right?
Yeah,
the C word. Because that's what we think of.
I know what that car is.
It used to be a Cherokee, but now you're acting like a bunch of C words. So we're naming it after you now. C words.
It's dumb. It's a dumb argument. Don't get mad about dumb stuff. The Cherokee is not a bad thing. The Grand Cherokee. Now, if they had the Jeep Stupid Cherokee, it would be like, all right, I get it. You're kind of coming after us. But they're not. I thought it was neat. And if that makes you angry, like things aren't so bad in your life. If that's your battle to fight, you're living a pretty good life, aren't you? Like, I understand we got a long way to go with how we handle everything, but if the car Jeep Cherokee is like, that's our biggest struggle,
right?
You got a pretty good existence going. No, the neighbors wrote my name on the side of their car. Psh, my life's ruined. No, you're fine. And just think about it, how bad it used to be. You don't want them naming blankets and stuff after your people. That's just insensitive. But the car? Heck yeah. Glorious. I don't understand anything anymore. And then the girl at ASU, I don't know if you saw this story. It was a cancel weekend.
Well, we talked about her a couple of years ago, right?
Which one?
The girl.
You don't know what I'm going to talk about. You're guessing.
The one girl in the Cronkite class that said something on Twitter.
Good job.
Wow.
Well done. She basically.
What do I get, Alex?
I don't know, but I don't know why we're guessing stories, but I like what you're up to. I don't remember talking about her ever. When?
When it happened.
I don't know. Just making things up at this point.
I'm going to pull up the audio.
Man, that's going to take you hours.
Well, we're supposed to do it every 9 minutes, so keep going.
That's true. Okay, but she basically settled for money. She won the free speech debate.
Well, she wanted $500,000. She got
7,000. But she just basically wanted to make her point, which I got to give her credit.
Yeah, good.
She went out there and put a stamp of Lady Gaga's reward. I won $500,000 because basically she saw an article. She was she ran the Blaze at ASU, which is a
the radio station. Yeah.
By the way. If you're at Cronkite and you're working the Blaze, you're wasting your time. Not because the Blaze is bad.
There's no hope.
It's just there's no real future for you here.
Smart.
Just saying.
Smashing dreams.
Yeah, let me crush your radio. It's over. And so the girl that's running it is, you know, she's running the Blaze. She was like the program director. They pretend to have like a whole radio station and stuff. She's a program director. And she saw an article about Jacob Blake, who was the guy in Minnesota. I don't remember which one this is. But he got shot by the cops. But he was the one running around the car. And he's the one that got the call. And there were warrants for his.
Yeah, he went back into his
for car. His history. And there was a news story that came out that said, after he was shot, no matter how you feel about the shooting, that said, here's what the warrants were for. And she tweeted out on her own personal Twitter, there's always more to the story. Read about his warrants. It's disgusting. Something, I'm paraphrasing, but something to that effect.
Jacob Blake, for record, was Kenosha, Wisconsin.
That's the one. And so she puts out this thing that said, look, maybe what happened was wrong, but let's not – he's no angel. That doesn't make it right, but I, you know, not. I'm speaking for her. But you know, that's kind of what the article was going down the road of saying. We don't want to, you know, victim shame here, but this guy got – the cops got called to a thing, and the history of this dude was no treat. And so she
put that
up.
Be prepared.
So they got rid of her, and they were calling for her resignation at the Blaze and all this, and she fought back. She basically
didn't ASU remove her?
Oh, yeah. They got rid of her, and everybody got all woke and screamed out, you can't have an opposite opinion. And all she was basically saying was, I read an article that said, hey, there's always – and that's – you know what that is? That's good old-fashioned reporting. There's more than just the story I want here. There's more to it. And as a good reporter, you find all of it reported and let people make up their own minds. And so she basically said there's two sides to it. Now, you can disagree with her. That's completely fine. But the fact that she – had an opinion, and she put it on her Twitter page. And again, why anybody has Twitter and feels the need to have it. I had this discussion with Megan yesterday. I'm like, if I meet a person and they're like, well, I was on Facebook or I was on Instagram, it's almost like they say they're on, I do a lot of meth. Like, I see it the same way as I used to see people who used to smoke out all the time. I'm like, you're probably going to end up in some sort of a mess. I've lost respect for people that like it too much or use it. It's taken away everybody's personality. Nobody knows how to tell a story anymore without holding their phone up. It's just kind of a thing. So I see it as one of those guys, I smoke all the time. You're just not interesting. I understand having it, but if you're like loving it too much, I kind of look at you as like, you got the Viper in your pocket. You're going to take a picture of me and you and stick it on your stupid Instagram page.
I'm not going to see the flag.
You're going to go out and dick around. And there's a Confederate flag in your house that I didn't see, or you're wearing one on your shirt. And I don't know. And it used to not bother me, but now it's so prevalent that I just don't care to do it. It used to be I'd take a picture with anybody. I don't care about your history. This doesn't affect me. Now with Instagram, it sticks around forever. It used to be in those digital cameras or whatever.
It can cause a headache.
Yeah.
Sure.
Those disposable ones, you pop it in there. The worst case that they have this year, I'm like, I didn't know. But now it's forever. So I don't even look. Like people take pictures. I'm like, I don't want it on your stupid Instagram. So don't place that up there. And just don't like it. But, yeah, so now you got this. But she won her case, which is great, because she went all the way and said, I'm going to fight this. I didn't do anything wrong. I had an opinion about something that wasn't favorable, and I didn't say anything disparaging or anything else other than this is what I think on a personal page. And they gave her $7,000. Now, she fought for $500,000 so people would see it as a win, but it's a free speech win. And we need to start having more of those, because without open dialogue, there isn't free speech. And she even said it. She goes, this mono thought that's going on in college right now is scary. Like, I don't know if you guys saw Megyn Kelly on Bill Maher.
I did.
But she had a great show. Her six-year-old kid in kindergarten was told by the teacher to write a letter to the Cleveland Indians to tell them how wrong their mascot was.
Jesus.
And her point was, he's six. Can we teach him to spell Cleveland before we activate him? And it's 100% right. Even Bill Maher was like, I can't believe I'm on this side of it because I've tried so hard to be a civil rights guy. But it's getting to the point. He read a thing that a school handed out that basically said there's a white killer in every classroom.
Right. There's 8 degrees of whiteness.
Well, that was the other thing. But the one about the police officers that sit in all the schools, there's a white murderer in your kid's classroom. Right. And he said, and you read the article, and it's as black people drop like flies with the police. And he goes, this is hyperbole. This is all garbage. And he goes, yes, we have a problem. Yes, we have a long way to go. But my God. You can't give this to kids.
Jesus.
Yeah, but 6 years old, they write a letter to the Indians and tell them how wrong this is.
Now make a decision on how you want to live your life, too.
Well, yeah, right. Try. Yeah, because you got to ask right permission now. To do, like, what do I do next? Because I'm scared to death. How do I think about, you're basically, what do I think about this? Your job as a teacher is to disseminate information, not to mold minds. That's the parent's job. And if they do a bad job of it, it's not your job to step in. Lisa knows that. She's a teacher.
Yep.
She's got to look at kids and go, these parents are doing a terrible job, yep. But it's not her job to fix it.
All the time, yep.
She's the person that goes to school, teaches them the thing they're supposed to teach, and that is all.
And if the kid needs to be disciplined
absolutely.
By the teacher, you know, well, that's out the window.
Of class and goes to the principal.
Yeah, give it to somebody else. Yep. I'd do the same thing.
Like, well, she kicks it up the chain of command.
Right, to the person that's supposed to do it.
Yep.
That's crazy. But cancel weekend was strong. Cuomo, Hot Wheels, they didn't do a thing wrong. And if they did, Brett, tell the time that you tried to kiss a girl that didn't want to kiss you.
Which time?
Exactly.
Yeah, which time?
That's exactly it. Brady even has one.
Victory.
Huh?
One slight victory.
How so?
Yes, Potato Head.
Yeah, Potato Head is not Mr. Potato. And that made me kind of think Hasbro was behind the whole thing.
A promo?
Yeah, Hasbro just said, hey, guess what? We've got pressure to drop the Mr., so we're doing it. And then everybody threw a big fit. And then the Bachelor girl that got everybody fired goes on and says, I can't even be on Twitter because everybody's hating me so much. And I'm like, well, then maybe you were wrong.
Yeah.
Like, well, how come we don't report that whenever they say, oh, Twitter goes crazy and there's 7,000 people saying.
What if Twitter causes a correction?
Right. When do we? Because she's like, now I have to leave Twitter because everyone was so mean to me for what I said. It's like, well, maybe there's more people that are against what you said than there are for it. And that it isn't right for them to tell you you're a, you know, say horrible things to you. But maybe there's that correction moment of going, hey, this is a bridge too far. And that's society pushing. But we never do that. We only go the woke route. We were woke, but if you know, you look at that Bachelor Nation page, it's all about like, this is crazy. Everything that's happened on this is just nuts. Can't we forgive somebody for having a moment of goofiness 6 years ago, 5 years ago at a party where they weren't waving a Confederate flag? They were just at a thing that happens in Georgia. Let's break down the real problem. Antebellum parties that happen in Georgia, not people that go to them. So why are they still happening?
I can't imagine the addendums that they have. The network has before they have the people sign off. If you want to be on this, we're not held accountable for this.
Yeah. Oh, you're all off the, and we'll fire you at the drop of a hat if we even sniff out that you did something wrong. It's brutal. But anyway, stop it. But again, go down in your office today, gather the ladies in the conference room and say, ladies, I'm looking around this room and I see zero chance of sexual harassment happening. I just wanted to let you all know. None. From me to you, you are so safe from sexual harassment. Everyone, especially you. Try it.
Don't put your arm on her shoulder.
Don't touch him. You stand far from him.
Single one out.
You especially. Oof. All of you, though, not going to get it from me. This is a safe workplace from sexual harassment as it pertains to Johnny. Questions?
What's wrong with you?
I don't understand.
How can you say that to us?
I don't. What have I done wrong?
I messed up. I pointed the one out that I thought was a woman. It was not.
I'll sexually harass dudes. Dudes are cool about it. I'll goof with Brady all day. I could tap you in the nuts and never end up in HR. I could literally come over to you right now and grab your balls and go, nice picker. And you go, Jesus, jerk. We'd never end up in an HR meeting. We'd never, ever, 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 ever end up in HR. Now, if I did it every day and pushed up against a wall and tried to kiss you, that's different. But I'd still try it, and it's hilarious to think about.
It would probably take me 2 weeks to report that, maybe.
You think?
I'd let it go for about 2 weeks.
John tried to kiss me.
All right, you're pushing it, pal.
And I feel like if I fight back, he's going to get rid of me. But that's where sometimes the confusion comes in, that the person that, you know, it, especially if it's the opposite sex, it's been that confident. Like you've had a flirtatious conversation with them before, or a subject that's sexual, mm-hmm. that you're talking about a relationship they're in or whatever, and then that sours.
Yeah.
Then that person turns
then
around.
Then they get
mad
at you. Right.
Yep.
I remember Brett's wedding. All the women ate Italian sausages whole. That was part of the ceremony. It's an Italian wedding. Good Lord. Vesely clencher can suck down a sausage. Did you ever make a girl eat a hot dog sexually?
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Oh, and don't think that the ladies weren't doing it at Tony Roma's with those beef ribs. Every chance they got, they were pull one of those beef ribs out of their mouth and laugh at us. So it's a two-way street, ladies. You want to start that stuff. call my pants form-fitting one more time, I'm having asses. I'm firing people. But you got to stop this politics thing, the politics part of it, which can't remove it, and that's the problem. I've already gotten emails from people, hey, you understand it. Cuomo's an asshole and all this. You just don't like him. If he was your guy, you'd be on his side because he didn't do anything wrong. I think Hot Wheels and Cuomo should get together and not sexually harass all across the nation. Fun rides where they just drive by women and go, not you.
It's literally.
Never you. You make me sick.
Cawthorn and Cuomo coming to a town near you.
I see you, I think, 1,000-pound sisters. Not a chance.
What's wrong with you?
Hey, I'm not supposed to sexualize you. I'm doing a great job of it. You're helping out a lot with that makeup pattern you got going on there, bozo. Maybe not the best plan there. Tell the ladies today you won't sexually harass them and watch them change their tune. Especially if you call an individual meeting just for that. Out of the blue today, just go downstairs and say, Danny, can we talk? And take her into one of the sign and drive rooms. Just go, I just want to let you know I'm never going to sexually harass you. Thank you. And watch the world come to an end.
John, I know Kill Bill had the P-Wagon. Mm-hmm. Was Brett's version the Paisan Wagon? I'd love to see it. I picture that. Brett.
You kind of got a Paisan Wagon. I could see Paisan Wagon painted on the back of your car. Anyway, just wanted to throw that out there. It was a weird weekend. Every time I turned the news on,
the guy in a Paisan Wagon points at you and says, no harassment here, sister.
Not happening there, baby. Not for you. I'm going to stop taking Amy, and I like her. We have to do the pick of the litter together.
Got
to
drive yourself.
Yeah, drive yourself, just in case. I'm going to have a bad day or hear something goof on you. And next thing you know, Amy's having a bad day, and I like her, too. I just work with a woman. I can't trust it. Can't be trusted.
John, what are your thoughts on Indian motorcycles?
I said that months ago when they started changing all this stuff. I'm like, what is that?
How is that still around?
Because all you got to do is change the logo to Apu. And then now what? Seriously.
No, I'm with you.
It's different.
And their models are even Scout and Chieftain. And, yeah, I mean, it's
what
everything Brady hates getting called.
That's right.
Boss,
right.
Scout, Chieftain.
Man, did I get some boss.
Brave. You got hit with boss
heavy,
a lot?
Heavy boss weekend.
How come?
Both places I went to, I got boss.
Gotta be a vibe.
The Russian beekeeper called you boss?
Yeah, got to be a vibe you're giving off.
Yeah, Brady sent us all cards.
I think there's an inside. He told you guys this was legit. Russian beekeeper's got a card.
So did Angel the Hooker in Vegas last week. The card. I can get a card that says I'm the CEO of Google. Anyway, you got called boss at like the golf course or something?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
One of the club kids?
Oh, yeah.
Why aren't you talking about
multiple.
This? You brought it up, and now you seem like you're shady about it.
No. It was just, two or three is a high count.
If anybody's made a woman eat a sausage in front of them, it's Brady.
Doesn't last long. If she doesn't eat it, I'll eat it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably lady and tramped it before she could get it all the way in.
Give me some of that. When you said that, Cuomo did that, I'm like, that's not a hard sell.
For
some
you?
Girl, well, oh. A lot of, if.
You're saying the big girls will eat a sausage for free if you just hand it to them? What are you doing?
I'd say all girls will.
I know that. You think all women would eat a free sausage at your. You've got a crazy mixed up view of society.
Challenge accepted.
Brett knows you got the right kind of sausage.
No. Now, maybe you are doing something wrong right now.
All women will chug a sausage.
I think that's actually a really hard thing to get 90% of women to do. Eat an entire sausage sandwich.
Yeah.
Maybe the ladies I've seen. You're talking about a different breed.
All women will do it.
Yeah, and all women I don't want to be around. A chick that's willing to chug down an entire sausage sandwich in front of a room. Probably going to see her on TLC and some sort of gastro surgery coming up.
I eat a lot of sausage sandwiches, so that's why I'm in the chair.
Her and Gary Payton.
Right. I'm pansexual. As Brady calls it, frying pansexual. Whatever's in it, I'll bang.
That is an odd statement, Brady. You think all women will eat a free sausage. That's what Jeep should change the name of Cherokees to. The Jeep Sausage.
The Jeep
Sausage
Banger.
Chugger.
Oh, yeah. The styles of sausage, you can have a whole line, a whole fleet.
Just name it after that. Then the Italians will get mad. Everybody's all upset about it.
You got kielbasa?
We ain't going to care.
You got a kielbasa? No, like, that's really, Polish.
I can't think of
the compact, a little smoky.
Is my Jeep Wrangler a bad thing? Because it depends on what you're wrangling.
Yeah.
Do the Wranglers have a good reputation?
I mean, technically, guys who do sex trafficking are Wranglers. I mean, by
don't
definition.
Don't say that. Now you're starting.
I'm just saying.
I think you there we maybe go. It was Brady at the time. Arizona Coyotes.
Oh, no, that was that lady that wrote me a letter.
The lady, that's
wanted to
right,
change the name
right.
of the Coyotes because it's too representative of people on the border. And I'm like, that's coyote. I don't even think that's the same word.
Yeah, for whitey it is.
Right, and this lady was trying to be a spokesperson for being extra woke. Wrote me a letter years ago. Started a petition to change the name of the Coyotes because it's human trafficking. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's the dog scavengers at Granada Park, you idiot.
Isn't Warrior on the bubble, too?
Depends on the logo.
Too general, I think.
Because the Warrior for Golden State looks like some sort of Greek thing. He's that
like
dude
a Spartan
is,
or
I
don't know what it is, but it's not an Indian, I don't think.
Not Mercury. Isn't that their mascot? Maybe. No, that's the Nuggets that have that guy.
I don't know what it is, but they've got some dude who stands up in some helmet. I don't think he's an Indian. Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Everything's on the line now. Until we all stand up and go, it's not. Knock it off.
Well, even high school mascots. I mean, the Aztecs over at Corona.
Corona's gone.
Yeah. What was
Westwood Warriors, Marcos Denisa Padres.
Padres has to go, right?
To me, that should be one we should be mad about, especially in a public school. Name it after a Catholic rapist.
Well, they're not the Father Dales. I mean.
might as well. It's what everybody called Father Dale. I don't think this is right, Padre. That's how you're gargling all that hot tub water, as he called it. Wash your mouth out with the hot tub water. What just happened? What just happened needs to stay between you and I. All right. Anyway, what's on the board of musical treats on that?
All right.
Something we can cancel over here?
Yeah, brought to you. Well, we definitely got that. We got the Action Ride Shop board here. Don't forget, you guys, you're hitting the slopes going up north or hitting the trails out here on the bikes. Action Ride Shop is your shop to check out over there on Southern and Gilbert Road. Check them out on Facebook as well as on Instagram at Action Ride Shop. Ghost up there, Weezer, Disturbed, Amon Amarth, Mudvayne, Rage Against the Machine, Slayer, Soundgarden, and Barbecue Bob hit us up with the woke moment for Anthrax Indians.
There it is. That's the keeper. We'll go with that.
All right.
By the way, a guy just emailed me and said, I'm surprised you didn't bring this into the mix. Dr. Seuss is being canceled in a Virginia school system because of the strong racial undertones of Dr. Seuss.
Jesus.
And which, I don't, you have
too
to.
Far. If the you Bill have Maher to, episode this weekend was really good because they talk about cancel culture in a way that makes you think if you're going after the wrong things.
If you have to, tell me what the racist parts are.
Yes.
It isn't because
then it's not hitting home.
Key says, this guy emails, he says, when I think Wrangler, I think of the people that handled me in school. They were called the retard Wranglers, which was the code word that was given to the special ed teachers when I was there, and it triggers me. Sorry, Key. I didn't realize that was, I don't remember, but if you were in special ed, maybe that's what they did. That's terrible. Yeah, you can throw any word you want into a bad sentence and make it your trigger. But the Grand Cherokee, that's a cool thing.
So the only one that's safe is the Patriot?
I don't know. This
country's
built on racism.
That's not a
Depends on the logo.
The worst thing about that is it's a bad car, the Patriot.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a white, if like the
logo.
The
one had all the transmission problems.
Oh, well, I fixed that up. The logo for the Patriots is a Minuteman. So if you want to start getting into that, he's probably owned slaves. He probably had this. And it's like, come on. Yeah, everything can be bad if you want to look for the bad. If you want to look for bad, you'll find it. What's yours called?
The Ford car. Platinum?
That's all it is just the Platinum?
F-150.
Oh, man, that's a perfect name. Yours is the Explorer.
Yeah.
Explorer. All the Explorers did was
Rape
and pillage of the indigenous people. Get it out. What do you have? I don't know what
X5.
Yaris X5. I don't know what that means.
Bavarian Motorworks.
That's right. You have the X5. Mm-hmm. But yeah, yours is no good either.
Yeah.
You're right, because it's German.
Because it's, Oof. I don't want to get into that history.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yours is out. It's stupid. People are stupid. So anthrax Indians it is. Because I've had it. I think everybody's had it. We're all done with this.
It's just too tiring.
Quit telling
me. It's too taxing to spend time on.
Quit telling me I'm racist at every turn. It's going to make me feel like, well, forget it. I can't talk to it. It's going to draw me out. It's going to pull me back from everybody. Be afraid to talk to anybody of any culture at all because I'm scared to death of saying the wrong thing that I didn't even know was bad.
Just shock them back and say, thank you.
What?
You're racist.
They don't call you racist.
You made my day.
But they don't call you racist, right? It would be great if they just say that. You say something like, oh, we got to cancel him. Why? Because he's got a racial problem, this and that. I'm like, I don't even know what I did. If you just said, you're a racist, I'm like, all right, fine. Call me a name. That's fine. But you try to take all my stuff away. I'm tired of it. Until you actually do something terrible. Because what you're doing is making it so the races are actually dividing more. They're afraid to talk to each other. I don't fit into your culture. I'm afraid I'll do something stupid.
Yeah. Talk about creating distance.
Yeah. Exactly. I stand in your house, and the next thing you know, I'm wearing the wrong thing, and it looks like I'm making fun of somebody. I don't know what I'm doing. It's too hard.
Maybe we need to get rid of that term altogether, any type of it. Motor raceway, just the race in general.
Just the word race has to go away. It would be replaced with what? The C word. Everything is always replaced with the C word.
I agree.
So what kind of are you?
I'm Native American.
Oh, that's good right there. It's a strong, powerful.
Why do you keep calling it that?
Because I don't say the word R-A-C-E anymore.
Oh, you've replaced it with, that's brilliant, man who says too much. That's Brady's Indian name. I spoke with man who says. Anyway, you got it ready? Anthrax Indians. Pay attention.
I forgot about it.
What?
I told her.
Where were you?
I was in the conversation. I'll get it right
Not
now.
Really? Anyway, Anthrax Indians is it. And everybody's up on that. Yeah, my Wrangler's bad. The Jeep Cherokee's bad. And I don't know that they have any other. Because, yeah, we got to start discerning, you know, which cars have.
Rubicon's okay.
I don't know what
that is. That's your the brand. Yours is
No, I know. I know what my Jeep is.
Isn't that like a.
A city or a
nobody knows. I thought Rubicon was like the high end
city or a desert.
The Rubicon,
yeah,
city or a desert.
I think it might be
drastic
desert.
Or wouldn't we'd hear that more often if it was? I don't think it's a desert. I think it's like
the Rubicon.
The definition of the
an
pinnacle.
Act of winning a game against an opponent whose total score is less than 100 as a noun.
That's right.
In which case the loser's score is added rather than
that's
subtracted
gotta be
from the winner.
Something else. You're not doing
score
it right.
Score a Rubicon against one's opponent.
Well, that might be a Rubicon might be something in cricket. You're not doing a good job.
Crossing the Rubicon is a river.
Nobody knows what it is.
There we go. We'll go with the river.
You just wanted to be close.
It's outdoorsy.
There we go.
It's outdoorsy.
It.
You actually kind of took that as if you did something right.
It's a desert or a city.
I figured because
we'll
you,
go
had,
with a river.
You had Sahara.
You're just going with any geographic location. Yeah, but the Sahara. I've never heard the word Rubicon. What's
no, Brett owns it. It's an Italian river.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. Rubicon, one that when crossed commits a person irrevocably.
Boy, the military would be screwed.
I have no idea. Rubicon. I have no idea. I thought it was like a collection of things.
Boundary in ancient times between Italy
nobody
and
knows what it means.
There's like, I've got nine different
the best things. Word in the world then. Nobody can pinpoint what it is. The Merriam-Webster definition is a bounding or limiting line.
There's a list of products named after the indigenous people.
Oh, boy.
And looks like the military might be in
trouble. Oh, they're done.
But, yeah.
All of
Cheyenne,
our weapons.
Cheyenne, Apache,
all of
Huron,
weapons.
Shawnee, Chinook,
yeah.
Kiowa, Mohawk.
The Tomahawk missile. Everything we do is named after Indians.
Yeah. The Mazda Navajo, Jeep Cherokee, Comanche, Cherokee,
Thunderbird. Mazda has a Navajo?
They did. Yeah. I don't know if they still. I don't know if it's still out.
Oh,
but,
wow.
You don't see a lot of those running around.
No.
The Volkswagen Touareg.
Not the cars. Navajo.
Oh. We don't?
Not on the streets. Navajos on the streets are hard to spot.
We are in Navajo country.
I still don't see them that often.
Hell, even Winnebago's a...
Oh, yeah.
And that's a whole
Chief
company.
Is?
Yeah.
Chieftain, too.
That's what they're listing. Yeah, that's what's listing here.
This domino is crazy. Anyway. All right. Do you have it ready? Anthrax Indians. All right. Let's do it.
Says, by the way, John, tell Brody he needs to change the name of his hot sauce. Hot and Yaki sounds like a sexy Indian.
Yeah. That's true.
Hot and Yaki.
Changed it.
What's it called now?
Well,
No longer.
I changed it a couple of years ago.
To what?
To spicy Asian.
Oh, that's worse.
What the hell? Oh, my God. You probably should have kept quiet on that
okay,
one.
Yeah, you should have shut up about that. Change it back to hot and Yaki. Spicy Asian. Oh, my God. I'm offended. I'm offended when the sun's in my eyes.
Oh, my God.
That's bad.
I'll make this better.
Oh, hot and Yaki is coming
I'm woke.
Back. How about spicy?
No, spicy Asian. You should have said spicy Oriental, just to just kick it right down the stairs.
It was on the plate.
Oh my God!
No,
of course it was.
What's the other one called? Just the straight barbecue, brother man juice.
Sweet and soul.
So that's what it's called now.
Nice.
No,
yeah. That's good though. I like that. Yeah. You should keep that one.
Man. Well, I'm glad you took such a step forward.
We got rid of that hot and Yaki. We got some bad play on it. So now it's called Slope Sauce.
You know what? Please tell me it doesn't have a specific logo with like Kenji letters or anything like that.
Oh, it's a guy in a coolie hat and there's flames coming out of it.
It's you in a coolie hat, which is even worse.
Yeah. Oh, me rub this. Hot, spicy Asian, very sexy.
And when you open the bottle, does it still go?
When you pull it off the shelf.
It's bad only because Asia is a continent of varying groups of
a bunch of different sauces.
Yeah, so it really doesn't. Well, not a bit different. Not a continent sauces. Of different sauces.
What?
I
You're
can't
right,
talk
John.
Him. He's starving. Right. He didn't eat last night. Something's bad. We got to get him a cookie. His blood sugar is very low. No, but I mean, it's like thousands of different cultures.
Yeah.
So when you say Asian and lump together, especially you lump them Japanese together with the Chinese, they're miserable about it. They hate each other. What are you going to
do? And that's what it is, kind of a fusion.
Of all of Asia?
I can't say all of Asia.
Well, then
definitely different
whoever
parts
you
of it.
Whoever you didn't include is going to be pissed.
But more people seem to understand that one than the hot and Yaki.
I just call it the...
So you're saying...
Yeah. Spicy East.
Yeah, more people are racist.
Yeah, more people get it.
For sure.
Yeah.
More people understand. No, I'm confirming. I'm not...
The reason I say, like, if you went to a Chinese... If I went over to George Yang's, and we got any of that Asian sauce? You'd be like, oh, okay. Hold on just a second while I tell you and your family to go f*** yourselves. What's the matter with this one? What kind of Asian are you? I like it, though.
And really, teriyaki, I think, is brown sauce.
No, what
That's
that
what I think teriyaki.
Oh, okay. Let's find out.
Oh, is that what it means? I don't know. You got me.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.